Continuing with our discussion of Ma Tovu, tonight I'm not going to share parshanut, explanations of the words. I want to take a look at the rest of this in a slightly different way. So there are five separate psukim that have been chosen from various places in Tanakh that the Chachmei Hasidur picked. The first one, as I mentioned, is Ma Tovu Ohalecha Yaakov Mishkanotecha Yisrael. It's very clear that the thrust of these five psukim is to focus our attention on the building that we call the Beit Knesset, the Beit Midrash, as opposed to the tefillah we're going to say at home prior to getting out of bed and leaving our house. Something about entering the shul is the main topic of Ma Tovu. Now, there are five psukim. And if you take a look throughout the five psukim, the shul, as we know it, is described in multiple different ways. Ma Tovu Oalecha, Mishkanotecha, Beitecha, Heichal Kodshecha, your holy sanctuary. Me'on Beitecha, your dwelling place. Mishkan Kivodecha. That's in the first three psukim. Psukim 4 and 5 actually don't have any direct references to the building that we would call a shul. But there's five psukim. Now, very often in Tanakh, meaning is ascribed not only through the meaning of the words, but in their placement. Sometimes where something is placed in a series of verses is also a key to understanding its significance. So there's five verses. So if I were to tell you which is the center verse is going to be pasuk number 3, Gimel, the third one. And I'm suggesting to you, I want to argue tonight, that that's entirely the case here. That the Chachmei Hasidur, although they have presented us multiple words or phrases to describe the function of a shul, again, Oalecha, Mishkanotecha, Beitecha, Heichal Kodshecha, it's in the third verse that I think something is different. That the real purpose, as leads the Chachmei Hasidur, something unique about a shul, its goal, is mentioned here. So the third verse of the five is this. Hashem ahavti me'on beitecha u'mekom mishkan kvodecha. Now the word beitecha, your house, is not only mentioned in this verse. It's mentioned, in fact, before. Vani barov chastecha avo beitecha. But the phrase me'on beitecha appears only once. So what's peculiar about me'on beitecha? Why did the Chachmei Sidur mention or introduce this notion of me'on beitecha? So you need to know something about me'on beitecha, the word ma'on. So the word ma'on, according to the Gemara in Masechet Chagiga, is the name of one of the seven heavens, firmaments, seven. So we think of Shemayim as the sort of this monolithic place where whatever happens in Shemayim happens in Shemayim. But the Gemara Masechet Chagiga says, actually, there's seven levels to that. And by the way, that's why you know that Motzei Yom Kippur, remember, it's a very dramatic moment, Hashem Hu Elokim. How many times did we recite that? Seven times. Why? Because it's where God's presence, as it were, is returning through the seven firmaments, the seven phases of Rakia. Okay. But one of those seven is called Me'on. And the Gemara Masechet Chagiga tells us each one of the seven has a purpose. Something different happens in each of the seven. So what happens in Me'on? The Gemara tells us that Malachei Sharet Sharim Shira. That in Me'on, the heavenly angels are singing a song. Obviously, it's a place of great simcha. And those of you who may remember, if you've ever been at a Sheva Brachas, where there's a chasen kala, and there's benching, there's a little change in the introduction to benching, right? Brad, you may remember this from your daughter's Sira's wedding, and other people have been to a... So what do we say? Baruch Elokeinu Sheha Simcha B'me'ono Hashem. Hashem, we're invoking the presence of God, but from where? The Ma'on. Why? Because it's in the Ma'on that the Malachim are singing Shira and Simcha is associated with it. I'm arguing, friends, that the Chachmei Hasidur placed in the third of the five, smack in the middle, an understanding of what this bayit is. And they're saying to us this, what should be one of the primary, maybe even the singular primary function of the shul? It's to make you feel what? Simcha. That when you come to shul, you should be sameach. that when you come to shul, you should have the simcha of being with friends and learning Torah and the simcha of davening and the simcha of doing mitzvahs. And it's the simcha of being in Hashem's presence. That should be the feeling we radiate when we come to shul. I know that it's hard. It is hard. It's hard in the morning when you come at 7:15, and it's hard in the evening after a long day. We're here now at 8:10, and I'm droning on. I get it. But the point is that the experience and the core that the Chachmei Sidur wanted us to understand is this should be a place of simcha. May God give us the talent, the insight, the wisdom to know how to not only inspire ourselves and our families and each other, but all of Klal Yisrael. So our shul, so Shir Shemaim will be known. I want to go there. I want to go there. Why? Because that is the place of Simcha in Toronto.